రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 15 వర్స్ 22. అసంకల్ప జయత్ కామం క్రోధం కామ వివర్జనాత్ అర్ధానర్ధే క్షయాలోభం భయం తత్వావమర్శనాత్ By making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desire for sense gratification. Similarly, by giving up envy, one should conquer anger. By discussing the disadvantages of accumulating wealth, one should give up greed. And by discussing the truth, one should give up fear. By making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desires.
One should give up lusty desires
for sense gratification.
For sense gratification.
Similarly,
by giving up envy,
one should conquer anger.
One should conquer anger.
By discussing the disadvantages,
of
accumulating wealth, one should give up greed.
One should give up greed.
And by discussing the truth, one should give up fear.
One should give up fear.
Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has suggested how one can conquer lusty desires for sense gratification. One cannot give up thinking of woman, but thinking in this way is natural. Even while walking on the street, one will see so many women. However, if one is determined not to live with a woman, even while seeing a woman, he will not become lusty. If one is determined not to have sex, he can automatically conquer lusty desires. The example given in this regard is that even if one is hungry, if on a particular day he is determined to observe fasting, he can naturally conquer the disturbances of hunger and thirst. If one is determined not to be envious of anyone, he can naturally conquer anger. Similarly, one can give up the desire to accumulate wealth simply by considering how difficult it is to protect the money in one's possession. If one keeps a large amount of cash, he is always anxious about keeping it safely. Thus, if one discusses the disadvantages of accumulating wealth, he can naturally give up business without difficulty. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాం దశ జ్ఞానాంజనకలాపం చిక్షురుద్మిలితం శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలం స్వయం రూప కామయ ప్రజాతి స్వాపదాంతం వందేహం శ్రీగురు త్రియుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురు వైష్ణవానజ శ్రీరూపం సగరజాతం సాగర రఘునాథానికం సంతదీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య శ్రీ అద్వైత గంగాధర హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 natural position, we are all supposed to be spiritual people. We are all supposed to love and serve the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, and we are supposed to be free from friends, enemies. It's not our nature. Our nature is spiritual. Kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam. At the 8th chapter, Arjuna begins to ask. We will complete that sloka. Take out the book. 8th chapter, 1st sloka. Kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam kim karma purushottama adibhutam cha kim proktam adidaivam kim uchyate kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam karma purushottama
kim karma purushottama
adibhutam cha kim proktam
adibhutam cha kim proktam
adidaivam kim uchyate
adidaivam kim uchyate
shri bhagavan vacha
shri bhagavan vacha
aksharam brahma paramam
aksharam brahma paramam
aksharam brahma paramam
aksharam brahma paramam
svabhavo adhyatmam uchyate svabhavo adhyatmam uchyate
svabhavo adhyatmam uchyate
bhutabhavo bhavakaro
bhutabhavo bhavakaro
bhutabhavo bhavakaro
bhutabhavo bhavakaro
visarga karma sanghita
visarga karma sanghita
Visarga Karma Sangita.
Visarga Karma Sangita.
So on our behalf, Arjuna is asking, because in this world people have many levels of consciousness. It's called Tattva Vibhrama. About the truth, we are all illusion. So, from the Supreme Authority, Lord Krishna, because in this world people, out of their cheating tendency, out of their false ego, out of their incomplete knowledge, out of the illusion, people just believe in what they think, what they understand, and try to differ. That's why there are so many differences in the world as to what is right thing to do and what is not. What is this world about? What is our business here in this world? So Arjuna is making relevant inquiries, and the Supreme Authority, that means whatever Bhagavad Gita says, is final. No more arguments, no more discussions. Because we are all subjected to the authority of Lord Krishna. Even if you don't accept Krishna's authority, you are still under his authority. Non-devotees are under the control of the material energy, and the devotees are under the control of spiritual energy of the Lord. Like Prabhupada says, whether criminals or citizens, everybody is under the government. So our nature is spiritual, and our activities have to be spiritual, our relationships have to be spiritual, our joy has to be spiritual, spiritual joy. If you are not experiencing spiritual joy, that means you are in illusory happiness. Your happiness is illusory. It will be shaken up. Some calamity comes, your illusory happiness stops, and you will become morose. The same things will happen to a spiritual person, but his moods and emotions don't change, because a spiritual person is not dictated by the three modes of material nature. A spiritual person is transcendental. His happiness or his frustration comes, if Krishna is served nicely, they become very happy. If Krishna is offended, they become angry or they become disturbed. The disturbance cannot be called a disturbance in the mode of ignorance, you know. Even in the world there is people become angry, upset and that, but that's all ignorance. But when a Krishna devotee becomes angry, you cannot call it as material anger. It is transcendental. Arjun was in the mode of goodness, and Arjun, he did not want to become fearsome and fight and kill, and he wanted to live peaceful. But Krishna convinced him to become very angry and fight, kill, go on a killing spree, go on killing people. Can a peaceful person kill? No. This means there are material emotions and there are spiritual emotions. We are not dead people, but we don't have any emotions. If somebody is getting murdered, so we see somebody murdering somebody else, or you see some woman is attacked, somebody is encroaching on a woman, you don't just sit down to say, you know, the soul, nothing happens to the soul. Nothing happens to the soul. There is no lamentation for the soul. There is no hankering for the soul. But the fact is, people who are on bodily level, they really undergo lamentation. They really suffer. People who are bodily consciousness, they suffer. Although suffering is illusory, but they suffer. And that's what Arjun told Krishna. It is true, the soul has no death, and body has to perish by war or by natural death. But nevertheless, whenever some death to our near and dear person all their memories. They come as flashback. When I was standing at Subba Reddy's Antakriya funeral rites, I understand what is what. But still, there is a emotion of sorrow. Not that I have any relation with him, but I was watching these kids, his two sons, standing at the dead body, doing all those things, washing the dead body, and applying this and that and that. And all your life, which you have lived with him, all those movements, the affection of the father, the sacrifice of the father, and how parents were protective, and all these things, whatever you have, it's natural, you know, like we are all living together. Somebody dies, and immediately their nature, their activities, their relationship with us, they all come. Although you don't want, all these things, they come to your mind. The sweet memories, what you may call, are the good things he has done or she has done in your life. Suppose before me, someone passes away before me. Hopefully it should not. She was serving consistently, doing this many services. And she has done so much. Any grateful person, people who are sensitive, people who are good people, naturally, you know, when someone is, a devotee especially, is grateful. Why only to people who always serve us? But even somebody has done something to the mission, he has donated some money. Yeah? We are always thankful that he has contributed to our ISKCON mission. So the point is, we are spirit, and our nature is spiritual nature. But in this world, you very rarely find a spiritual person. As Bhagavati, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kashyat Yatati Siddhaye Yatatamapi Siddhanam Kashyat Mangati. You cannot become spiritual person without being a Krishna devotee. People may try to claim to be spiritual. That means they have understood the difference between body and soul. But they don't know what are spiritual activities. He thinks, I understand the difference between body and soul. I am a spiritual person. But what are spiritual emotions? What are spiritual activities? What are spiritual relationships? Just dryly saying, or theoretically saying, I am not this body, I am Atma. And it looks like you are renouncing many things. you have become, you have renounced your family, you have renounced your job. There are many spiritual people who are not Krishna devotees, but they have also given up man-woman relationships, and they have given up bodily relation, like family relation, no? And because they are living a simple life, they don't need a job. They have given up their job. Anybody who knows, when I am born with arrangements. Such people, they don't care for job. They know that. The arrangement is there in one way or the other. Your basic needs of the body will be, there's no doubt about that. So you will give up the job. You have given up the family, you have given up the relationships. What will you be thinking? If you are not a Krishna devotee, if one is not a Krishna devotee, but he has given up his job, his family, and his relationships, he is not a Krishna devotee. Just imagine. What will be going on in his mind? Ganesh. Somebody has given up the job, somebody has given up family, relations, body, you know, father, mother, brothers. But he is not a Krishna devotee. So, what do you think will be going on in his mind? I am Atma, I am Atma, I am Atma. That's all. Is that right? So, I don't want to do this, I don't want. But what? Simply, he's only fighting with negative. Okay, he is not a Krishna. If you are a Krishna devotee, everything is in line. My body belongs to Krishna. All these opportunities, I should use it in Krishna's service. No? And I should strictly do things in a way Krishna can be pleased. That means your circuit is complete. If you just understand, I am not the body, I am Atma. All fighting. Klesa adhikarasya sham avyakta asakta chetaha avyakta hi gati dukkham deha advirvapti yetu sarvani karmani maisanya smatra anandayane vayogena maan dhyayan supadisa upasate. So, because a devotee has met a genuine spiritual master, they are free from all doubts, no doubts. Yomameva Asammudo, this I think 15th chapter, 19th sloka. Yomameva Asammudo Janati Purushottamam Sasarvid Bhajitamam Sarvabhavena Bharata. Krishna is saying, because he has no conflicts, he has no controversies, he has no confusion, he has no doubts. Yoma Ameva, one who knows me, Asammudo, without any doubt, Sasarvid Bhajatimam, very natural life. Once you know that you are Atma and you are part and parcel of Paramatma, you can shake up all your illusions, all your material desires simply. And here in today's sloka, how one can overcome all the anarthas, no? By making plans with determination. So although you understand I am Krishna's servant, it's not a cakewalk. Like when it is your birthday, everybody bring a cake. Cakewalk means your birthday. So today's cake is your claim. Nobody will. Other, if it is not your birthday, everybody will come. Your birthday, you are special. It's called cakewalk. one day in your life, when you are about to get married, although you are just nobody in this world, but for that one day some people gather around you, put you on the horse, and then you are the hero, you are the heroine, you are the hero, you are the hero. Just few people gather around you. Just for today, they're not even for the whole day. During marriage, there 1 hour, 2 hours, everybody is, you are the center of focus. Somebody sent me a WhatsApp mail. He said, nowadays it is so absurd. The young man and woman, they'll be sitting there for reception. And all elderly people, including families, have to stand in the queue. Not at all our culture. Nonsense. But the young people, they should go and touch the feet of elders, take blessings from them. But nowadays, such a stupid culture. Shamelessly, a man and woman, just 25, 26 years, they sit there. And all elderly people, grandmother, elder brothers, and uncles, everybody. What is this? Is it blessing or it's a curse? It's a curse. You are not supposed to keep people standing like that. In our Vedic culture, the newly married couple will go to everybody, touch their feet, and get the pat from the elders. Then they will take blessing, isn't it? So completely bad culture nowadays. And then that male was saying that they are not even married yet, because marriage is early in the morning, but reception is in the evening. Before marriage, this woman and man will sit down, and then everybody will come to bless them. That is also bad. They are not, according to Vedic rites, they are before the fire, with all the mantras, in the presence of the Brahmins, and things are not done. Because people can do anything. Once you kick away Vedic culture, you create your own fashions. And before marriage, this boy and girl will sit, and then everybody, they try to bless them. What is it? They are not married yet, and what blessings you have to give? So the point is, making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desires. We are all devotees. Theoretically, we have understood. Nothing to do with the three modes of material nature or emotions connected with the body. But because we are not fixed them, but because we are not advanced, we are called neophyte devotees. Or we are called third class devotees. Third class. So, we are in the process. So, we are bombarded with many fickle thoughts, dirty thoughts, they all come. So, here the solution is being told, making plans with determination. So even though you understand I am Atma, I am Krishna's servant, I have nothing to do with this material world, I have nothing to do with these families and this world, I don't belong to this world. One devotee fanatically, somebody asked him, they were in an interview. And they asked, where are you from? I'm from Vaikuntha. So who is this fool? What is Vaikuntha? Are you from Bihar or Andhra? I'm from Vaikuntha. This guy is a crazy guy. That means, if he's really in Vaikuntha, why should he go to interview? If he is the Vaikuntha man, why he needs a job? Why he needs a family? All bogus. When you say I'm from Vaikuntha, then you should not have any connections with this world. Just 24 hours you render devotional service. Machitta, Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam, Kadayanta Simam Nityam, Tushyanticha, Ramanticha. Anyone who really understands, they simply they know how to spiritualize their material affairs, and as soon as they are free from their material obligations, they are 24 hours directly. That what is that? Indirect devotional service. There is direct devotional service. Direct devotional service is Navada Bhakti. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam. No other material friends and relationships. All related to Krishna. That's what Prahlad Maharaj said. So this is called direct devotional service. Indirect devotional service means we try to donate money, we try to maintain this also, and also do some seva. We have two roles. That's why Rupa Goswami says, internally you always meditate on Krishna. In this material world, not everybody is free, full time, given up everything just to serve Krishna. Not everybody cannot get that opportunity. Some very few people, selected people, they may 24 hours, their thoughts are, what can I do for Krishna? But others, they have to maintain both roles. They have to take care of their family, they have to earn for themselves, and also, that means gradually, one day, they will come to, finally everybody has to come. Yasodhara, a Vaishya, a Kshatriya, finally they have to come to Brahman platform. Is that right? Finally. Right now they are conditioned by the body, so they have this kind of dharma. And as they chant Hare Krishna, day after day, and then while doing that, slowly people come. They become advanced and said, now I want to change from my varna and ashrama. Like, I know one person in Kurukshetra, Sher Singh, that guy. And he was working in the Kurukshetra University Press, University Printing Press, and started coming. And then he got the theory and started practicing. That's from Shantinagar. Practicing. And then after some time he himself, I know he has a wife, children and a job. All right, he's practicing. But he himself came and told, Swami, I have a problem. I said, what? I am serving in University Press. My boss, he will ask me to bring a packet of cigarettes. You bring tea, coffee. He's a boss. He's working under him. So please bring a packet of cigarettes. I said, I don't smoke. I don't take tea and coffee. And why should I bring to a rogue, to a nonsense person, all these things? I don't feel like doing it for him. He is much inferior to me in his nature and behavior. I don't feel like doing job. that's great. He himself said, why should I bring such dirty things and serve a dirty man when I am living a decent life? That means he's really, he's seriously practicing bhakti. He's not bothered about my wife and children, I am going to maintain. Frustrated, he is disgusted. I said, what will you do now? All right, I agree. You are living life as a Vaishnava, but in your job, you have to do all these nonsense things. Wake her up. Fully absorbed in the katha. Huh? Huh? So, he said, so I have faith in Krishna, I will independently do something and I want to be independent. That means it's good. The scriptures say, anyone who is not a Sudra, a Vaishya, Kshatriya and Brahmin, they don't work under anybody. They are independent because they depend on, they know that Krishna is there and I have to follow Krishna's instructions and Krishna will maintain. The symptom of someone who has come above the Sudra platform, they take risk. You know, in ISKCON we have seen many, you are just a bachelor, no problem, still you are worried, without job I will only live forever. You know? There are people with family in ISKCON. We will just serve Krishna, we will propagate Hare Krishna and do things. And we will see what Krishna arranges for us. And everything goes on nicely. In ISKCON, the grihasthas, they are, and sannyasis, they are handling big money, they are doing big things. They depend on Krishna, so Krishna is supplying. The only thing we have to see is we have to live a simple life. Because many people are helping me, a lot of money is coming. If you are in Krishna consciousness, your life will go on in a very simple way. These people are not here to serve me. This money is not for my lavish life. The moment you forget Krishna and you think you are a boss, and you get a kick. Outside people, they think they are boss. But in this kind of, if you think you are a boss, and Krishna has to teach you a lesson. And again, you fall down. You fall down and go away. That's why we should not forget Krishna. We should always remember Krishna. This is called, this is possible with a determined effort. Because we are used to forget Krishna from many, many births, anadi karma phale. We don't know how many yugas we have been taking birth. We don't know how many countless number of times we have been taking birth. So we are very conditioned. So it's called conditional existence. So we very easily forget Krishna. If something is told to you and you don't like, immediately it falls away. Immediately. So we are all conditioned. So he says, by making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desires. So nothing to be shameful about lusty desires, because anyone who has a body, as a male or female body, we are moved by the body, we are conditioned by the body, but it needs determination. The determination comes from chanting Hare Krishna. When you chant, that's why people who are serious, they are very particular about cleanliness, punctuality, their quota of bhakti, like doing, not that you do some loose 16 rounds all day, talking Hare Krishna, how are you Prabhuji? That means we are not determined. So as you become determined, you will become a sober and a grave person. If somebody comes, Maya always tests when you are doing japa, something will come. Because we are ready for Maya, all right, put Maya like that. But if you are a serious person, really, can I talk to you after 7 o'clock? Is it all right? So just cut it there. But only don't cut your authority. Okay, if authority tells you something, either he is testing you or that work is more important than your japa. Whenever your colleagues and others, whenever they come, there you exercise your determination. Not even Maharaj says, Maharaj, can I chant? Then who is guiding you? Who is guiding you? Huh? Because Maharaj is supposed to know that the students have to chant very nicely so that they remain very strong and fresh in the spiritual life. But that determination strong and fresh comes how you are very attentive to the instructions of your authorities. That is first important. After that your sadhana is important. So sometimes things are told just to see how you take them casually or how you don't understand your meaningful relationship with your seniors. Don't think the seniors are fools whenever they are doing some things. Otherwise, how they have become seniors, you know? So, I think we should know how to have relationships, spiritual relationships. By making plans with determination, Prabhupada says in some place, what is the difference between animals and human beings? Animals have no determination. As the thought comes in their head, they keep doing. Animals. It wants to eat, it will just go. It wants to sleep, it will. But devotees are human beings. No, there is time for eating. There is time for sleeping. There is time for this and that. And I am a sadhaka. So this is time for, there is time for sleeping, not Mangalarti time. There is time for talking, not during our japam time. All things are there. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, I am in the movement for 15 years, but my sex desires have not gone. They are not dried up. That means, is the process defective? Is the process incorrect? No, the way you follow the process is incorrect. No. You are defectively applying the process. The process is perfect, but you are not applying it effectively. So Prabhupada said, because your determination is not strong. Your determination is not strong. As months pass by, as years pass by, there should come, the body should become like a machine, like a discipline. The body should not disturb you. You should not be moved by the emotions of the body. That means you have taken body under your control. You are not anymore a Godasa, but you are Goswami. All by practice. Krishna consciousness, it is more to do with practice than just your intelligence. You may intelligence and give good classes, you may intelligence and make many projects and plans. But it needs determination to control your mind. It needs determination to control your senses. Then only you will begin to realize Krishna. Krishna is not theoretical. Krishna is not some intellectual thing. Krishna is real. So that means you can really fall in love with Krishna. provided you have overcome your senses and mind, the deepest love a person can have is only with Krishna. With everybody else, your mind oscillates. Sometimes you like them, sometimes you don't like them, sometimes you agree with them, sometimes you don't agree with them, sometimes you are attentive to them and sometimes you are not attentive to them, all this. But somehow, if you cross over your mind and senses and you have established your link with Krishna, then you will not be troubled by these things anymore. And you are deeply in love and you are willing to take any suffering. Like Prabhupada was undergoing so much hardships. Prabhupada was exerting so much. He doesn't need to, right? Prabhupada can also comfortably do 4 lectures, 2 lectures. No, he was deeply in love with Krishna. He says, until I die, I cannot keep quiet. I have to be doing something or the other, always making plans, always talking about Krishna, always working for Krishna. And his disciples were very surprised. Hundreds of them, they could not catch up with Prabhupada. Prabhupada has so many plans. Prabhupada is ready to do so many things. That's why Prabhupada has many secretaries, many servants. And Prabhupada, he has no room for Maya in his thinking. So, all things. So, that's why devotees are never tired of talking, devotees are never tired of working, devotees cannot be towed down, devotees cannot be discouraged. If you are a devotee, you will never be discouraged. You don't care all these obstacles because you are determined. You have come. Just move on. Whether people are with you or not, whether things are happening or not, but your enthusiasm is always upbeat. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandeur of your Bhagavatam, please.